never studied much about Ezra, but today is the day. Ezra, your namesake. It is the shortened name for Azariah. I didn't know that either. Now we all know. Thank God your mama didn't name you Azariah, Philip. So, and it was just Ezra, because it was easier to say. It actually means the Lord had helped or has helped. So what we learn about Ezra, and as I go through this, your mama named you well, man. It says in the 7th chapter of Ezra, Ezra was in Babylon. The Hebrew people had been exiled. They're getting to come home. And it says, this Ezra came up from Babylon. He was a teacher, well-versed in the law of Moses, which the Lord, the God of Israel, had given him. And then it says, for Ezra had devoted himself to the study and observance of the law of the Lord and to teaching its decrees and laws in Israel. So the first thing we know about Ezra is that he was devoted. It means he set his heart on study. Study of the law, not just reading the law, not just reading the Bible, but actually studying, careful study of the Bible such that it could be applied to life. He was devoted to the study and to the observance. It does you absolutely no good if you're not going to obey. Been totally impressed with this man and his life of obedience to our Lord. It says that, so he's devoted to the study, to the observance, and the teaching. If we jump over to Nehemiah, y'all go home and do this. If you jump over to Nehemiah, he read the Word of God, or he read the first 5 books of this, every day for a whole week, 6 hours a day. He stood in front of the people, and he taught and read the Word of God to them. He's devoted to the study of, the observance of, and the teaching of the law. That's number one. He was devoted. Number two, he's wise. In fact, he was so wise that King Artaxerxes, who was actually the king of Babylon at that time, said that, I'm going to read these to you so that you know that I got it. 7:25, it says, and you, being spoken by the king, you, Ezra, in accordance with the wisdom of your God, which you possess, which you actually have in your hand right now. The king recognized God's wisdom in Ezra. He's also wise. They took a lot of money with them when they left Babylon. People gave him gold and silver for the temple in Jerusalem. And he had it all counted before he left. Every bit of it counted, written down. And when they got there, it says everything was accounted for by number and weight. And the entire weight was recorded at that time. So the money he left with that he wrote down, he got to Jerusalem with every bit of it, and it was recorded. That's a wise person. It is really wise for the leader of a church to write it down and know where all the money is. It's a really wise thing. Okay, so he's devoted. He was wise. He was a prayer. He was a pray. I don't. It's not prayer. He was a prayer. It says in Ezra 8, verse 21, talking about Ezra, I proclaimed a fast so that we might humble ourselves before our God and ask him for a safe journey for us and our children and with all our possessions. So the first thing he did before he went out is he humbled himself and prayed for God's guidance all the way to get there. When he got there, the people were kind of in a dilemma. In a not good dilemma. And because Ezra was a prayer, he immediately went to God to pray over the situation. In fact, he prayed and he mourned and he grieved privately and publicly, showing his heart as a pastor. He cared for the people so much so, even though the sin was not theirs or his, he took it on and prayed for the entire community. Ezra was a prayer. And the one thing about prayer is that it reveals your belief that God hears and he responds. Ezra was devoted. He was wise. He was a prayer. But the thing that stood out the most to me is that the hand of the Lord was upon him. The king saw that the hand of the Lord was upon him and gave him whatever he wanted. Whatever he wanted. 7:9, it says, Ezra arrived in Jerusalem in the fifth month of the seventh year of the king. He had begun his journey from Babylon on the first day of the month, and he arrived in Jerusalem on the first day of the fifth month. They walked, y'all. For the gracious hand of his God was on him. In 7:28, it says, because the hand of the Lord my God was on me, I took courage and I gathered leading men from Israel to go up from there. And last it says in chapter verse 30, it says, the hand of our God was on us. He protected us from enemies and bandits along the way. So we arrived in Jerusalem where we rested 3 days. Ezra was devoted, he was wise, he was a prayer, and the hand of God was on him. One more interesting fact. Josephus, long time ago, y'all, 36 to 100 AD, long time ago, he was a church historian. History's been going on forever. Church historian records that Ezra died of a ripe old age in Jerusalem. Just so you know. Okay, but not only did she name you Ezra, she named you Philip. And there are two Philips in the Bible. One of them was apostle, one of the first ones chosen by our Lord. He was one of the ones that some Greeks came to and said, introduce us to Jesus. And then there was another Philip who was a deacon. And he was chosen as a deacon because he was a servant to the church. And he witnessed and he baptized to the Ethiopian in the desert. So both of those men were used by God to bring other people to Jesus. And your last name is Green, and this is a Gail answer. Green reveals that life is happening. So Ezra Philip Green, like I said earlier, your mama named you well. And happy birthday to you. Please join me in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, I thank you for these two people. I thank you for him. I thank you that he is here at this church. I thank you that his name is Ezra Philip Green. I pray that we would be just a titch more like Ezra Philip Green. Blessing, your blessings on him. Your blessings on him. In our name, in your name, I pray. Amen.
Thank you, Gail. She always comes with the word and knows exactly how to minister to us. So we really appreciate her. And some of you that haven't spoken, when we eat, the microphone is still going to be going around as we do our little quiz. So don't think you're out of it, Jackie, or Kim, or some of the rest of you. But at this time, Donita Perryman is going to come and do a presentation.
Good morning, Saints. You all can go ahead and go to the back. Because I said so. Mama. I'm not sure where the other one is. So is she in the nursery? All right. Mama moment, sorry. Okay. I wanted to first of all say happy birthday to you. And, you know, as I was listening to some of your colleagues from the school speak, it reminded me when I was helping out here in the office a few years ago, and I would have to come to the